Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
I really just signed up without knowing anything about podcasting, anything about sound engineering or hosting, interviewing people. It still kind of freaked me out, so I just kind of took that step and I was like, okay, I feel like I can do this. Welcome to an exciting episode of Measuring Success Right. My name is Spencer McWilliams.
And I am Grant Frazier.
And we are your new official co-hosts for Measuring Success Right.
Woo! We're very excited about this.
What we will be talking about today is going to be a little bit different than what we usually talk about, since we are starting a new co-host kind of style in our episodes. We just wanted to take this week to introduce to all of you about who we are, how we came to the show, and what MSR is going to look like in the future and what we plan on doing with it.
Mm-hmm. So to get us started off today, since Spencer and I are going to be the new co-hosts, you're going to be hearing from us kind of often, we thought it would be nice to let you all kind of get to know us a little bit. So we're going to be asking each other some questions. To start off, I'm going to ask Spencer, so where are you from? What was your childhood like? Tell us about yourself.
So I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, I'm actually from a town called Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, which not many people know about, but if there is someone that does know about Broken Arrow, that's where I'm from. I was born and raised there, and I really loved it, actually. It was a great place to grow up. My dad, when he was deciding where to move his family after they were living in California, because I have five older siblings, so, and they were there long before I came in. I was kind of a late baby. But he had a few options, like continue to live in California, New York, or Oklahoma, and he chose Oklahoma just right smack in the middle, which looking back, I think that was a good choice because, I don't know, I really can't imagine myself living in New York, even though that's like a place that I dreamed of.
So you're not going back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, though?
No. Yeah. Even though it was a great place to grow up, I only think of it as just like, that was my childhood. I loved the people that I was raised around. I loved the food. The Southern culture can be very fun, very interesting. So I'm really grateful for growing up there. But yeah, I don't think it's for me anymore.
Hmm. Well, so I grew up spending most of my, like I grew up mostly in Utah. I lived in Utah County up until I was about 15. But then I moved to North Carolina and finished up high school there. But I lived in like the southeast corner of North Carolina. It's called Wilmington. And it's this really funny, weird intersection of like cowboy culture, like, and like southern culture. A lot of people wore like cowboy boots, but they were also like surfers, you know, like a lot of long haired guys, like with surfboards with cowboy boots on the beach. And that was something that I really appreciated.
No, yeah, that's like a big difference from Utah to, that's like literally on the other side of the country.
Oh, and when you grow up in Utah County, it feels like going to a foreign country, I think, when you live anywhere else. You know, when you've spent your entire life kind of in the quote-unquote Utah bubble, it's a very unique experience. You get a little bit of the culture shock, I guess.
For sure. I've definitely kind of seen that just being here for the past 3 years or so.
Okay. Well, Spencer, your next question is, what are you majoring in and why are you majoring in it?
Yeah, so I am currently studying art history and curatorial studies here at BYU. Why I'm majoring in it, it's been kind of a journey of how I got here. I changed my major way too many times. So I kind of bounced around lots of different things, only just because I just didn't really know what I really wanted to do. But I knew I was always interested in history. I always leaned more towards the humanities. I don't know why, I feel like I just enjoyed learning about that stuff more. And so then I took an art history class and I realized that I was really interested in seeing the visual aspects of history rather than just history by itself. Well, history is already interesting by itself, but I loved getting to know more about the art that came from the history, the art that came from different time periods, I should say. And the different contexts that came from it. So I decided, you know what, I am interested in learning about this. I really enjoy learning about this, so I decided why not. I would love to just learn more about it. So,
well, I think that's a great answer. I fully support that. I just am wondering, why do you work on the business school's podcast when you're an art history and curatorial studies major? Like, what brought you here?
Yeah, that's a great question, Grant. Something I ask myself. I'm like, you know, I'm just in a very different setting when we go to our MSR meetings or when I'm doing the podcast and talking to business professionals. Sometimes it's a little intimidating. But on a side note, I am also a minoring in communications. So I've always been interested in media and all that types of stuff. So when I was introduced to the podcast team, I was like, oh, that would be really fun to do because I love listening to podcasts. It kind of falls within communications. I worked for the Daily Universe, which is the student publication here at BYU. So I was kind of familiar with, you know, journalism and everything. And so I decided, why not? And the business aspect of it, like I said, it was kind of intimidating to talk to all these business professionals, and I did not really take any business classes at all, but I just kind of landed here more for the medium of a podcast. But it's been really awesome learning a lot about the business world and just how complex it can be and all the amazing things of the people that I've talked to. So
Okay. Well, do you have a favorite podcast other than Measuring Success Right? Like, is there just a podcast that you like? Or, like, do you listen to podcasts in your spare time?
I think the only times I really listen to podcasts are when I'm either, like, cleaning or I'm at the gym and I'm just walking. Sometimes I've even listened to them while I ran. And even though I like to listen to pump-up music, sometimes listening to podcasts can kind of get me in the zone. But let me see. A podcast that I recently listened to that I've been really liking so far, it's called Hardcore History. It was mentioned to me by one of my coworkers. The episode that I was listening to was from, it was an interview with this World War II veteran who served in the Pacific Theater. And it was just really cool getting to hear his account on the different battles that he was in. So
You really are a lighthearted history lover. I was gonna say history nerd. That seems kind of harsh, you know?
Oh no, you know, I'll take it. It's okay, Grant. I'll take that.
Thank you. Okay, I'm glad. If you had to go up in front of a crowd of people right now and talk about anything in the world for 5 minutes, what would you be able to talk about?
Oh my gosh.
You feeling, man, like anxiety just thinking about it?
Well, there's so many things. That's the thing.
There's a lot of things.
I have so much random, like, things that I know about that I don't even know if anyone would care to listen. Let's see.
It's just whatever you feel confident sharing. The audience doesn't have to be interested. They just have to hear you talk for 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, let me think about that for just a second.
A little elevator music while we wait.
Oh, that would be fun if we could insert that.
I will do that just like 10 minutes.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm a really big cinema person. I love film. I love watching movies. I also love analyzing film and reading all of those, like, theories and analyses online. So what I feel like I could confidently go up and talk about is the cinematic elements in La La Land.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that movie so much.
So good. I just love the music, love Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, love their dynamic together. It's just like one of my go-to. Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, I could go off on the colors. It was such a beautiful movie, and just the watching it in theater was just like an amazing experience. So I feel like I could go up and just ramble on that to a crowd and just have fun with it. It probably would make me cry. Yeah. Honestly.
No, I saw that movie in theaters alone for the first time when I was like 16. I just decided I wanted to go see a movie by myself, and I cried in the back of the theater. It was just so emotional to me. It really got me.
I love that. Solo, like, watching movies solo is an awesome experience.
It's an underrated
experience. I've done it before.
For sure.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like people just kind of get a little too, and I understand. Like, it can be kind of weird to go by yourself, but I love that you did that, and especially with that movie.
Well, thank you. I think we need to normalize alone theater going.
I agree.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, outside of school, outside of Measuring Success Right, do you have a hobby or a personal pursuit that you enjoy that's just not related to art history or podcasting?
Yeah. I really enjoy weightlifting.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's something that I really enjoy doing.
You're going to beat me up.
No. Oh, no, I'm not that strong. It's okay. But I don't know. It's just something that I started loving when I came home from my mission. And I just think it's a great kind of escape for me. I love seeing the progression and strength. I didn't think that would be something that I thought was cool, but then I saw it for myself and I was like, wow, like I feel empowered right now. So yeah,
I think I love
that'd
that
be one of my things. Yeah,
I just started going to the gym like last week. I'm already feeling it. I already feel motivated.
Okay.
Feeling a little bit. No, so this is the summer, it's a new time, you know, this is a new grant. So for my final question, Spencer, I wanted to ask, how did you personally get started with the Measuring Success Right team?
So one of my friends from freshman year, her name is Andrea Cabrera. She was a part of the podcast team for MSR, and then she was also one of the leads for the Marriott Student Review just this past semester. She had something on Instagram that was like, oh, like, are you interested in podcasting? If you are, DM me. So I saw that and I was like, I think I was in that was during a time where I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I feel like I'm not doing enough in school. Anyway, I saw her post and I was like, oh, that would kind of be fun. I've never done anything like that before. Why not? So then I messaged her and she replied, yeah, they were looking for team members. And then I really just signed up without knowing anything about podcasting, anything about sound engineering or hosting, interviewing people. I had kind of known about with working with the Daily Universe, but it still kind of freaked me out. So I just kind of took that step and I was like, okay, I feel like I can do this.
Yeah.
And so far it's been great.
And you've been killing it.
Oh, thank you. Very nice of you, Grant. Okay, Grant, now we want to know just a little bit more about you. You already told us where you're from, but do you want to tell us a little bit more about North Carolina, living in Utah County? Any fun stories that came from that?
Oh, let's think. Any fun stories from my entire childhood? Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, up until now.
Up until now. Oof. Well, I just remember... I don't even know if I can say this on our BYU podcast. We'll figure it out. But I remember when I first moved to North Carolina, the first time that I heard somebody like in my high school say a swear word, I think I like almost started crying because I just had never heard people swear before. I was like, I was so terrified of it. I don't know. It was a completely brave new frontier for me. And I was the only LDS kid at my school. So it was something that was... I don't know. It was definitely something I had to learn to overcome. And that's not really that fun of a story, but it's just something that was kind of unique about that move. But I've kind of loved living in both places. I just like that I was able to move somewhere that was outside of Utah so that I could kind of see the ways in which those, I don't know, cultures are different everywhere. But other than that, you know, I had a pretty solid basic life. In high school, I was on the varsity lacrosse team, and I played for a total of 30 seconds, I think, in the season my junior year. So that's one fun fact about me that I think I want everybody to know.
Hey, I bet those 30 seconds just were the best 30 seconds that season had seen. So.
Oh, it was a rush, honestly. It was so thrilling for me. Yeah. Exhilarating 30 seconds before I got pulled back out.
Well, that's awesome. Also, just being the only LDS kid in your school, that is crazy, especially coming from Utah. Like, that would definitely be just an eye-opener of just like, wow.
It was definitely a transition.
People. Yeah. Where in Utah County were you from?
I grew up in Alpine, so very...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think that city is actually... I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure it's the most Latter-day Saint place like in the world percentage-wise of the population. It's like a small
really?
Little town, but it's like 99% LDS or something like that, or at least it was when I lived there. So I think it might be
wow.
the most Latter-day Saint town in the world. So it's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun. Also very interesting. I did not know that. I would have thought maybe like Provo, but I guess not.
We're learning stuff on Measuring Success Right, you know?
We are.
We're just talking, but we're still learning things. We're teaching, we're learning.
All right, Grant, what are you currently majoring in, and why did you choose that major?
Yeah, so I am actually a business student myself. I'm in the entrepreneurial management program, but I did not always want to be doing business. I was actually a political science and English double major for a long time. And just at the beginning of the pandemic, I don't know, I think it was like an existential crisis I had for some reason. I just decided I wanted to be able to have a job or a career where I could kind of set my own rules, set my own hours, and kind of have a little bit more freedom than the jobs that I was looking at in English or political science might allow me to. So I just, in that spring of 2020, I took all of the prerequisite courses that I needed to in order to apply to the program. And then I submitted the application in July and was lucky enough to get accepted. And that's where I've been ever since.
And that is a lot of prereqs, right? Or
yeah, I had already taken accounting. Yeah, so there were 12 credits worth of prereqs, but I had already taken accounting my freshman year. I got a C. I had already taken accounting freshman year. I got a D plus the first time I took it, but then I took it a second time and I got a B minus. So that's a pretty big improvement, but I still
growth.
It worked. You know, that's growth. Not a lot of growth, but it's still some growth. Yeah.
Oh, we love that. What's been your favorite thing about being a part of the entrepreneurial management major so far?
Oh, that's a good question. I think my favorite part is that it's so weird and different compared to any other classes I've taken, because it's like in like 3 or 4 of my classes, I've been put into a group on the first day and we've just been told, okay, you need to have a product by the end of the semester. And then we have to get together, figure out what we want to do. We have to like interview people. We have to try and create a website. We have to like prove that people want whatever we're trying to sell. And we have to do a big presentation at the end of the semester. So I like that there's no final exam, but it's also a lot of work trying to manage multiple group projects every semester and to try and figure all of that out. But overall, it's a very different type of learning experience, but it's one that's been really fun and one that's been very fun and fulfilling for me.
Oh, yeah. And very applicable to, I bet, like the real world, real business world.
Well, I hope
so. Like working on all those projects. What kind of podcast do you like listening to, or what kind of books have you recently read that you're just like, wow, I want to recommend this to everyone?
Oof. Well, so as far as podcasts go, actually, this is the one that I'm going to say is I listened to this podcast recently that some people might have heard because it came out like started in 2014, but it's called Startup. And this podcast is about a guy named Alex Bloomberg who worked for This American Life and Planet Money, two very popular podcasts. And then he decided he wanted to create his own podcast media network, like a company. And so it's like the story from like the first day that he pitches an investor to try and invest in this company that he barely has an idea of, all the way through like 5 years into the development of the company, where he's just like kind of outlining what the day to day looks like at a startup. And it's so weird and cool because it's a podcast about him starting a business about podcasts. So as a business student podcaster, it's very meta, but also something that I very much enjoy. It's like just right up my alley, but it's so interesting. And even all my non-business friends that I've showed it to have just found it really cool and exciting. And I love it.
Wow. I'll have to give that one a listen.
It's great.
Especially
honestly.
Since you said your non-business friends really enjoyed it. So I'm just like, oh, I feel like I could enjoy something like that.
Yeah. And that's the best part about it is that he's like a public radio guy and he goes and tries to pitch all these big business venture capital guys and they all are just really confused by him because he's kind of like a nerdy guy who's worked in public radio forever. He's not like all about making profit. He just wants to be able to tell cool investigative stories. So I love it.
That's awesome.
That's my recommendation.
Okay, Grant, so how did you get started with Measuring Success Right? What brought you here?
Well, thank you for that wonderful question, Spencer. let's see. So I got started with Measuring Success Right super recently, actually. It was 2 or 3 months ago that I was just approached by one of the members of the Marriott Student Review team at in the bottom floor of the Tanner building. And he just told me that they're always looking for help. And he mentioned that they had a podcast. And I said, oh, I love podcasts. And he was like, well, do you want to be a co-host? If you like know all about podcasting, we need some people who know how to conduct interviews or how to do it. And I just immediately, I don't know, I had thought about making a podcast for a long time, but never actually like committed to doing anything like that. So this just felt like my my big moment, kind of where like the skies had parted and like a golden ray of light was like down on that moment and was like, okay, so this is something I got to do. And I don't know, I just got started with the team. And I remember, so the first time I actually conducted an interview was with Professor Simone Cantarero, a professor at BYU Law School. And we were doing that in the library and I met you in there and we were able to talk and I was so nervous. My hands were so sweaty. And I like had this entire document written out of questions and you just seemed very calm and casual about it. And you were very supportive. And I don't know, having you as my audio engineer that day and just going through it, you were a great support. And I don't know, it was very fun. So yeah, you were there for my first interview and I've been here pretty recently, but I'm already loving it. And I'm really happy. It's super fun.
Yeah. And you've been doing such a great job. And that interview with Simone was awesome. I think for it being your very first podcast interview with MSR, it's just like, it was amazing to hear you and you just already had that kind of flow that I think that podcasts, that really good podcasts have. So you've been doing great, Grant. Yep.
All right. Well, so I think that kind of covers it for the About Us. I think everybody's heard all that they want or need to about who we are as people. But I think now we wanted to spend a little bit of time before the end of the episode talking about what our plans are for the show going forward. So we want to try playing around with the format a little bit. We love the show and we love conducting these interviews, but we've thought it would be cool to try and do some different things. So for example, we were thinking about doing some story-driven episodes where rather than just doing a one-on-one interview for 20 to 30 minutes, we kind of start with a central question about like some way that business works or some way that people might have questions about how to measure success in their career, their life in general, and about how they might measure success in their career or their life in general. So, and then we could kind of explore that by doing interviews with different people throughout the episode. So kind of having more story-driven, question-driven episodes rather than just the pure interview structure.
Yeah. And another idea that we were thinking about is if you guys aren't familiar with the Marriott Student Review publication that we have, it's in the Tanner Building. It's all around the, well, I think it's also in the library.
Yes, it
Check
is.
Check around campus. Yes. Pick up a copy of the issue because we were thinking of also trying to bring on the authors of some of those articles and onto the show and have a discussion about how they came up with the idea for their article, their research process, and just talk a lot about what they wrote about. Because if you haven't read it yet, we have had students write about some awesome stuff. Just like in this recent edition of the Marriott Student Review, we had a article written about retiring the 5-day work week, which
sounds
great.
That's a hot button issue. Yeah,
it is.
I like that one.
If you want to read more about it, you should definitely pick it up and give it a read. But we would love to bring on the authors of those articles as well, just to have more of a conversation about the exciting stuff that they are writing about.
Absolutely. And there are such good pieces written in the Marriott Student Review, and I feel like it isn't talked about enough. So that's part of what we want to do, is try to highlight some of those stories and to be able to hear more about the story and also talk with the author and kind of understand the article with a little bit more depth and in the fun conversational way that podcasts let us do it. We'd also love to make some episodes that are based around listener questions. So do you know somebody who has an interesting story or somebody who has a unique path that you think should be highlighted on the show in a future episode? Well, if you do, then please send us an email at msrpodcast@gmail.com. You can either write in text or even send us a voice memo and it might be featured on a future episode. So I think that is about it for the notes and the About Us section for this podcast. And I think that lastly, we are just going to be doing our classic outro for Measuring Success Right, which is, Spencer, how do you measure success in your own life?
You know, it's always funny when this question, when we ask this question to the person that we're interviewing, it's like, oh, kind of let them talk about it. But then when it's actually put on you, it's like, oh, makes you really think how you measure success in your life.
It's a big question.
It is a big question. Kind of scary. But, I'd say that I measure success in a few different things. I try to look at the important parts of my life, such as like work, family. Well, actually, I'd put family first. Family, work, spirituality, education right now. I try to see what my happiness level is like in each, just so I can kind of figure out what things I need to do or work on to improve my happiness in those factors. And I know that it's not always going to be the same happiness or the happiest in every single aspect of that, but it gives me more of what I can do to increase the happiness. And if I am, or if I feel like I'm at a good place in all of those aspects, that's where I feel like I've succeeded, or that's where I see success just in my own personal life. So that's how I would measure my own success.
I think that's a wonderful answer. I love that.
How about you, Grant? How do you measure success in your life?
Okay. Let's see. I also had the same reaction. When you have to think about that, you just kind of, I don't know, it gives me an existential crisis all over again, but no.
Yeah,
I think that the thing that I thought about for sure is I love to do a lot of different things. Like, I have pursued a lot of different paths over my life where I've thought I was going to do a lot of different careers. And I think that now it's kind of made me not trust myself as much, where I wonder, like, whenever I'm making a big life decision, I wonder, like, is this the correct path that I should be taking? And I think that the way that I have decided to measure success, because I've become very indecisive, is to just try and forge ahead with a path, even if it doesn't feel like you know if it's the right path. But, like, as long as I am just moving forward, then I think I can eventually adapt. But if I'm sitting still because I can't decide what I want to do, then I'm never going to go anywhere. So I think I measure success in my own life by just always trying to move forward with whatever seems like the best plan at that moment, and understanding it might change and I might need to pivot and I might need to backpedal. I don't know. So I think that that's really how I would measure success in my life, is just how much am I trying to move forward and how much am I trying to do new things that are exciting and fun and that I don't possibly know how they're going to work out.
Oh, I love that. Always being flexible to anything that could come your way, because life is so unexpected. So unexpected. So I really love that, Grant. I think that's awesome.
Wow. And I have loved getting to have this conversation with you today, Spencer. This has been so much fun.
Yes, it's been a blast. And we're so excited to continue to have this co-host kind of style and just continue to learn and grow together, both Grant and I, and with the audience, with you guys. So
thank you so much for listening today. And let's see, I think with that, we can do our outro. So I think we should try and do it. Okay. This has been Measuring Success Right. I'm Grant Frazier.
And I'm Spencer McWilliams.
And that is it for today. Thank you all, and tune in next week for more Measuring Success Right.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud, so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.